I didn't know Earl Swanigan. Apparently, I'm one of the few people who frequents Hudson, New York, who didn't. Earl, an artist and local presence who died last year, is the subject of a major retrospective that runs through the end of October at Time and Space Limited. That's an arts organization in Hudson. He'd probably be described as an outsider or naive artist, one who's self-taught. Part of the reason Earl was so well known is that he was extremely prolific. The show includes over 200 works, and because he plied his trade along Warren Street. Nancy Shaver, an artist, antique shop owner in Hudson, and a patron of Earl's, described him as a cash and carry artist. If you had the cash, the painting was yours. He explained his prodigious output to Dexter Zimmet in an appreciative short 2017 documentary about Earl that can be found online. It don't take long at all, he explained while painting outdoors, his canvases propped against a chain-link fence. I don't have any particular picture that I like. I like all of them. No favoritism. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Get up Monday and do it all over again. I'm going to be doing this till God calls me home. It's just something to do, something to keep money in my pocket. He'd paint several works in the morning. His material included everything from plywood to carpets to placemats to a giant black cat on the side of a barn, then load them onto his pushcart, size permitting, and pedal them along Warren Street in the afternoon. One of the works featured in the show is a painted table, an unrequested commission. I didn't want the table, but Earl had a way, Linda Mussman, TSL's founder, recalled. She paid him $85 for it. It just sold for $500, she said. There's a tendency, dating back to the Medicis and probably well before that, to idealize painters or anybody who does something ostensibly creative for a living. But the dirty little secret is that it's a job, and the ones who do the best at it are those who treat it as such, rising in the morning and getting to work whether they feel inspired or not. Inspiration has a strange way of finding you, but only after you show up. There's also a tendency to dismiss outsider artists that haven't been professionally trained and learned the tricks of the trade, but there's an acid test that can be performed on any work of art. Would you be happy to have it in your own home on your mantelpiece? The test is especially timely in Earl Swanigan's case, since many of the works in the Earl Show, as it's titled, are for sale. And Earl's art passes that test with flying colors, no pun intended. The paintings are distinguished by a bright, confident palette, a superior, sometimes sexually infused sense of humor, a respect for history, and this may cue you to the fact that I'm not a professional art critic, if you haven't figured that out yet, a skill at painting celebrities' likenesses from Barack Obama to Gomez Adams of Adams Family fame. Animals, dogs, cats, roosters are also prominently displayed, sometimes anthropomorphically, sometimes not. One painting features a man and a kangaroo duking it out in a boxing ring, the marsupial more than holding his own. The caption, "You got the wrong kangaroo." The show was co-curated by Linda, her wife Claudia Bruce, TSL's co-director, and staff member Kevin Gilligan. Admission's free, but mask required. It's recommended that you register online at timeandspace.org for a 30-minute time slot. The show also marks the latest reimagining of Time and Space Limited, an organization that's a perennial and an intentional work in progress. That's a good thing in the middle of a pandemic when improvisation is a key to both sanity and survival. Indeed, Linda seems hardly more sentimental about TSL's past mixed uses than Earl was about his art. The cafe is gone, replaced by the unpainted plywood walls that hold Earl's retrospective. The bookstore is also history. The bookstore was doing really well, Linda reported. The theater, known for simulcasts of the Metropolitan Opera and avant-garde films, has moved outdoors to the parking lot, and since the start of the pandemic, TSL's commercial kitchen's been used to cook thousands of meals for the community. Indeed, it hosted one of my last outings before the pandemic forced me into relative seclusion. The occasion was a showing of the documentary Fantastic Fungi. It played at TSL in January, February, and March. It played and played, Linda said. I always thought they were taking mushrooms and watching it. Just for the record, I wasn't. the film was more than capable of holding its own.